Wahaney Man, the Boat Drunks. You're listening to Sunday Mornings with the Tiki Man, TikiIslandRadio.com, and hanging out and having some fun here on the beach. I got Mr. Sean joining me here with the Children's Home Society of Panama City Beach. How you doing, brother?
Good, great. Good morning.
Good morning. Just might have to scoot over just a hair there a little bit.
Gotcha.
Kind of hard to, you know, it's not really studio quality here on the beach, but I wouldn't trade it for anything right now.
That's right. Best studio I can think of.
This is absolutely gorgeous. The Emerald Coast coming down through the stream there. It's been, the first day was a little rough with the rain, but other than that, we got through it and made it happen.
That's right. Yeah, worked out with great new venue here at Sharky's. Got a lot of space for everybody out here on the beach, and just another beautiful day here in Panama City.
It does seem to be a lot more space from where we were at. I mean, we love the you know, where we were at and where we've Absolutely. Been having it, but it does seem to be a little more wide open, a little more room to free around, a lot more room here at Sharky's, obviously. But I think it was a good move. I you guys tell me, how's it going with you guys so far?
Wonderful. I mean, it's. Well, ultimately, we could probably do it anywhere here on Panama City Beach, and it'd be great.
But, yeah.
It's a wonderful...
It's hard to find a bad spot.
Wonderful venue. A lot of great bands. I think everybody enjoyed last night.
Oh,
fans.
Yeah.
And we got some more great acts today. And just really, really enjoying the great, beautiful weekend. And much thanks to Parrot Heads, Panama City Parrot Head Club. Can't think of a better partner to be in here in this great city. And we just enjoy all the support that they have. And many thanks to them. It's really from efforts from them and the money that they raised over this weekend, tributes to us for multiple years now, and allows us to do the work that we do with the kids here in the local area.
And how many years have you guys been partnered up doing this together?
I think we're on about just over 5 now.
5 years, okay. Do you have some type of, I've heard different numbers floating around of how much money has been raised over the years. I've heard over 200,000. I've heard 140,000. I've heard different numbers. What is the number, brother?
Well, we just with this single event, I think it'd be hard to say, but it's well over 200,000 over the years.
That's nice.
Not only do we just do this weekend, but they're actually our community partner. So throughout the year, they support Children's Home Society. And even during our Christmas and holiday events. And then they also support many different agencies here in the local area.
So. Well, Tiki Island Radio, of course, is 100% behind you guys, and then, of course, with the Parrot Heads. We usually start promoting this event along around November,
right?
The previous year. And then as we get closer and closer, and I was really pleased when Bill gave me a call one day. I was going somewhere, I don't know, I was on the road, and he said, hey, you want to come down and MC the event? And I was like, yeah, man, that'd be an honor, you know, because usually we're kind of broadcasting, last year we were in that corner at the Barefoot
right.
Club, which is now a kitchen, by the way.
Right. Good, we got you on the sand here right next to the Tiki Hut down here.
And, yeah, this is where we want to be right
that's
now.
Right. That's right, right in the middle of everything. So, yeah, it's a great event, and we bring in folks from all over the country and even internationally.
Yeah,
Parrot Heads come in from all over the place, and I think they give a prize for who came the furthest. And so I'm not sure who it was this year. I know last year we had some folks that were back on leave from Afghanistan.
Yep.
So they came in. But it's just amazing to see so many folks from all the different clubs. And, they all come in with different baskets and different things for the raffle and auction.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool to see.
That's really cool about that room back there is that you can see all the baskets set
right.
up. That was a great picture of how many baskets were involved in the auction.
We had over 100 baskets just for the raffle on Friday, and then had just some wonderful gifts from local businesses. And, like I said, other clubs have brought in a lot of stuff. And we had well over 100 just for the silent auction last night. So 100
wow.
different items. So, yeah, we brought in, several thousand dollars just on those two type of things. But then there's also everything that we're doing here, and we just appreciate it. All the support makes it a lot easier for us to help the kids and families here in the local area. And we couldn't do it without them.
Well, how long have you, I know you've, last year we had you on the air. How long have you been involved with the Children's Home Society?
I've been with CHS going on my second year here, and couldn't imagine a better job. I love my job and love helping out the kids. We help out over 2,400 children and family here in the local area and the surrounding counties. And it's just it's a pleasure and an honor to support the local community and help out these kids and families.
Well, you know, everybody that listens to Tiki Island Radio, and you know, we're streaming in about, I was looking at it this morning, 39 countries this morning, and all weekend long. It's kind of going up between 43 and 38 somewhere, but averaging 39. And they hear us talk about you guys a lot, and we've got some commercials that we've put together, and we play on different podcasts that we do and whatnot. But tell everybody what it is the Children's Home Society, CHS, does.
All right, great. Well, we enjoy a long lineage of an history of helping out children and families, actually dating back to well over 100 years now, back to the orphan trains here in Florida. And we've been in fostering and adoption for many years, but it extends for much further past that. We help out in all areas of dependency. Once, unfortunately, if families get into a dependency court system, we've got a residential program here, and we have several throughout the state, housing kids in foster care. We also deal with counseling and both family and children counseling, and case management units, and just helping out the families any way we can, make them stronger, strengthen the community, and really just helping them out with any needs that they need, anything from medical to mental health to clothing or anything we can do just to help support the community and make it a better community and a stronger community, and keep, break that cycle of child abuse, and just make a strong family and community sense, and anything we can do to help and support them, that's our mission.
We know our mission at Tiki Island Radio is lend a hand and lift a heart. That's why we like being involved with you guys and coming down and helping you raise some money and supporting the Trop Rock community, the Parrot Heads. It's just a great event, and this is a perfect place to have it.
Absolutely.
And can't really call this his work at all. I mean, this is nice.
That's right. Hey, great partners and great place to be.
That's right. Well, brother, I'm going to let you fly and get back to the band. Captain Nick's taking the stage right now. He's going to be fired up here in a minute. He's going to drown us out between this and Margaritaville playing on the background. We're not going to be able to hear anything. But
Thank you, brother.
A pleasure, man. Absolutely. Good to have you back on the air, second year in a row for us with you. And hopefully we'll be back next year.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Thanks, brother. All right. All right, that's Sean right there with Children's Home Society. And, man, they do such a good job here with what they do, and we're so proud to be a part of it. TikiIslandRadio.com, you're hanging with the Tiki Man.